I want you to repeat after me. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I have eyes that see.
I have eyes that see.
I have ears that hear.
I have ears that hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
What you're saying to me.
What you're saying to me.
In this word today.
In this word today.
It's going to go in.
It's going to go in.
It's going to be understood.
It's going to be understood.
Because I welcome. The spirit of understanding.
The spirit of understanding.
And wisdom.
And wisdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
If you could pass these around. I think that might be enough. If not, we'll have some more. I want you to take a good look at these, and we're going to declare what is written here in a few moments. What I want to do is give you what God was pushing my buttons on, and I shared earlier. It came at August 17th of 17, 2:05 a.m. I'm about to take Holy Communion. I have the bread and wine. And I run to you again, Lord, doing the only thing that I know, to trust in the finished work of the cross. As I have done, and to take your body and blood and keep my focus on you only. So, I trust and I obey. Psalm 101, verse 2 came. I will be careful to lead a blameless life. When will you come to me? I remind you that when Elijah was worn out and how bowed by fear from Jezebel, you sent an angel to take him. I truly need your grace, Lord, to empower me and to keep me on the right path. And I receive your plan. Not my will, but yours be done. On the next day, Jesus, I have the bread and wine, and I'm looking for the now word to trust and obey. Psalm 87, 5 and 6 came. Psalms 87, verses 5 and 6. I, the Most High, will establish her. Verse 6. The Lord will write in the register of the peoples, this one was born in Zion. That's the note that I had about when my mother went home within a couple of hours. That's the psalm he brought. So I said to the Lord, I give you praise, Lord. And I broke open this pamphlet that I now gave you a copy of. And I thank you for the music.
You know what that's all about.
Yes, I do.
All right, now just speak a little louder.
But I know that the Lord is loud and clear and can overcome this darkness. Amen?
Amen.
So I want you to read with me. Zion by Wade Taylor. Within the body of Christ, salvation, spiritual Jerusalem, are those who are being especially moved upon the kingdom of God, spiritual Zion, by the Holy Spirit at this present time. Now remember, that was 20 years ago. 20 is the number of?
I'm not sure.
I forgot.
Salvation.
It is?
Yeah.
What's 15?
What? Oh, I thought.
Okay, isn't it?
Oh.
I believe it is. It's okay, just keep on going. It's not that important. Spiritual Jerusalem relates to those who are saved. Just hold it right there. Because you need to understand, if you don't get this part, you're not going to get the rest of it. So spiritual Jerusalem relates to those who are saved. But treat their salvation as being like salt, which flavors rather than permeates their lifestyle. They are satisfied with the promises of a future heaven and have stopped short of the full work of the cross in bringing them to spiritual maturity. Mm-hmm. So, does God respect your free will to say, I've got enough?
Yes.
You got it. Spiritual Zion relates to the kingdom of God. These are overcomers who have made Jesus both the center and circumference of their lives and have unconditionally submitted both themselves and all that pertains to them to his kingdom rule. For many are called spiritual Jerusalem, but few are chosen spiritual Zion. Matthew 22:14. Another way to express this is many are called, but few will pay the price in order to be chosen.
Come on.
I repeat. Repeat with me. Another way to express this.
Another way to express this is
many are called, but few will pay the price in order to be chosen. Did he give you free will?
Yes, he did.
You can stop the progress anytime.
Stop the press. Yep.
Our being chosen follows the outworking of a process of overcoming or qualifying. To him who overcomes, Zion, I will grant to sit with me, the bride, got it?
Yep.
On my throne, even as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. Revelations 3:21. Now, if you recall, several months ago, Peggy took a walk. She went and sat on the throne next to the Lord. So we know that vision was not make-believe. It was for all of us. Mm-hmm. We can all join if we want, but we can stay away if we also want. Mm-hmm. Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Mm-hmm. Notice it's he will make you rule.
Mm-hmm.
Ruler.
Right. Yes. He will make you ruler over many things. But you rule with a ruler. Enter into the joy of your word of your Lord. Matthew 25:23. One can be saved and not become an overcomer. Mm-hmm. One cannot be an overcomer without first being saved. Zion. Yeah. Yep. Presents a picture of this overcomer. Zion is a high place within Jerusalem that originally belonged to the Jebusites. It was taken by David and became known as the city of David. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David, 2 Samuel 5:7. Zion speaks of the place of spiritual and governmental authority. I press that one in. Zion speaks of the place of spiritual and governmental authority. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion, Psalms 2:6, and have made us kings and priests to our God, 1 Peter, right? And we shall reign on the earth, Revelations 5:10. That's your future. And even today, it is in the eyes of the Lord a very special place. beautiful in elevation. The joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. Psalms 48:2. The Lord has a singular love for Zion. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken to you, O city of God. Psalms 87, verses 2 and 3. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. Notice again, this is the very scripture the Lord gave me that morning, Psalms 87, 5. David set up a tent in Zion to hold the ark of God, which became the abiding place of the Lord. In Judah, God is known. His name is great in Israel. In Salem also is his tabernacle and his dwelling place in Zion. Dwelling, habitation. Psalm 76, verse 1 and 2. There were no separations between the Lord and those who worshiped within this tent in Zion. There was no outer court, no holy place, no holy of holies, into which a representative priest entered once a year. All within the tent were together, where the Lord himself continually dwelt among his people. And again, that's habitation. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them appears before God in Zion. Psalms 84, 7. Zion is a place set apart for the high worship of God. I believe that's also why that same CD had to be played today. Because we had to go higher. And a purpose to go higher is what's needed. Sometimes we go ho-hum. But other times we choose to go higher. We choose to lift our hands to him. We choose to release ourselves into his arms. Zion is a place set apart for high worship of God, that I may tell of all your praise in the gates of the daughters of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation. Psalms 9, verse 14. It speaks of a spontaneity in worship. Both the singer and the players on the instruments say, all my springs are in you. There's your water. Psalms 87, 7. Zion is the place of his anointing and provision. Zion is the place of his anointing and provision. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy her poor with bread. Psalms 132, verse 13 through 15. Zion signifies the atmosphere in which his bride will be made ready for the coming of her heavenly bridegroom. I repeat, Zion signifies the atmosphere in which his bride will make herself ready. That's us. That's now. For the coming of her heavenly bridegroom. It speaks of those who have a consuming zeal to be brought into the manifest presence of the Lord. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. Psalms 102, verse 16, King James Version. Notice, when the Lord shall build up, it's not you and me that does it, and he shall appear in his glory. Isaiah had been looking to an earthly king, Jerusalem, and is now turning to a higher throne, Zion.
I believe the Jews are looking now at an earthly situation. And they're looking at physical Jerusalem. But they're going to change. Then it says, in the year that King Uzziah died, Jerusalem, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, Zion, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple, Isaiah 6:1. In the presence of his heavenly throne are seraphims who resound in pure worship. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory, Isaiah 6:3. As they continued to worship, the heavens opened. I believe that happened today. I believe that as we worshiped and gave ourselves totally to him, there was an awareness of an open heaven. I believe that's why those angels came. And the posts of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke or glory. Isaiah 6:4, King James. And the posts that Isaiah saw moved speaks of that which holds the door that leads into the Lord's presence, either closed or open. The unity in the voices of these worshipers removed the hindrance that had kept it closed. Notice it's the voices and the words. As the door opened, there was a lifting up from Jerusalem, a type and shadow, earthly governments, to Zion, manifest presence, heavenly government. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, this manifestation of smoke or glory is likened to a mirror. As Isaiah looked at it, he saw himself as he had never seen himself before. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of the people of unclean lips. But for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts, Isaiah 6:5. It is only in Zion that we ourselves, as we truly are, and can repent, which means change your mind. Nothing will change us more than a visitation of his glory. Then one of the seraphims flew to me, having in his hands a live coal, which he had taken from the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Isaiah 6:6, verse 7 and 7. Isaiah 6:6 and 7. This speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, Jerusalem, and fire, Zion. That's the part that I want you to see a little bit more. This speaks of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is Jerusalem, entering into a relationship, and fire, Zion, going higher. That's what he's doing in each of us when trials and difficulties arise and we just embrace them. The Holy Spirit will burn out what needs to be burned out of us. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fan is in his hands, and he will thoroughly purge his threshing floor and gather his wheat into the barn. Matthew 3:11b and 12a. Multitudes have received the infilling of the Holy Spirit and have spoken in tongues, but they have not tarried until the fire came to purge and purify them. We must again enter his presence, Zion, where we can repent and move beyond tongues, Jerusalem, into the fire. Here is the reflection of his glory. We will see ourselves as we are, and the coal of fire will have its full work within us. until nothing is left but that which pertains to Zion. Then the Lord will appear in all his glory. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Amen.
So recognizing what he's doing, recognizing his plan, and when you get this and go over it again, I believe it'll go deeper in your understanding of where you are in your walk with him. You say, well, this one's been at it for 20 years, that one's been at it for 10, this one's been at it for 5. How can I compare? Can't do it. Can't do it. But how many know that if you jump into the fire, you're all going to get consumed? But if you sit on the sidelines, what are you going to get?
The sidelines.
Warm. You'll feel a little bit of the heat. Amen? Yeah, that's right. So close your eyes now. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus.
I want to understand.
I want to understand.
So I'm asking for the spirit of understanding.
So I'm asking for the spirit of understanding.
To bring clarity here.
To bring clarity.
And how it applies to me.
And how it applies to me.
However I need to change my mind.
However I need to change my mind.
I'm yours.
I'm yours.
Totally yours.
Totally yours.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
We pray.
We pray.
We pray.
We pray.
We pray.